We actually met about 24 hours before we jumped on a tour bus to play with our good friend The Migrant. It's a dude from Copenhagen. It's incredible music. We both kind of signed on for the tour last minute. Everyone else was already set in the band, but they needed like a couple more players, and the two of us both jumped in. We met literally in the van, and it was a quick introduction.
I was in a car. She was playing violin in The Migrant, and I was kind of like the everything else kind of guy. So I brought like everything. Yeah, I brought a banjo and a ukulele and some bells and an accordion, this, that, and the other. But the instrument that always stuck around in the band was the baritone uke, and that's kind of like, I guess, why we started.
Just like 12-hour drives in the back seat of a 12-seater, which is like a ukulele and the two of us. And it was easy, and it was a blast. So we started writing music together.
Mm-hmm. And your album Pillow Talk, you wrote about, what, 10 of those songs just on that tour?
Yeah.
About 10,
yeah. Yeah, and it was about like a 5-week tour. I was convinced that everyone else hates Wild Child and Migrant.
Because they were stuck in the car when we were writing
listening
all of these
all
songs.
It and having a good time.
When I sleep, I'm dreaming. When I sleep, I'm dreaming. When I sleep, I'm dreaming for you. Feel my heart, it's aching. Wish I could stop breaking. Spend all day just thinking for you.
When you sleep, I'm thinking. When you sleep, I'm thinking. When you sleep, I'm thinking for her. Wish I still could love you. Floating high above you. Just don't think I'm sinking for you.
This pillow talk don't wake me up.
My dream is done.
I'm still in love.
I know your fear.
Just lying here.
I think I'll leave.
Please don't, my dear.
This pillow talk will wake me up. No matter what I'm dreaming. When you leave, I'm lying. When you leave, I'm lying. When you leave, I'm lying for you. And I know it hurts you. Nothing else I can do. You won't let me, though I want to.
When you leave, I'm lonely. When you leave, I'm lonely. When you leave, I'm lonely for you. Roll around in our bed. Can't stop thoughts in my head. Screaming girl, just get out for you. This pillow talk don't wake me up.
My dream is done.
I'm still in love.
I know your fear.
Just lying here. Please don't, my dear.
This pillow talk will wake me up. No matter what I'm dreaming.
Why the baritone uke?
Because it was there.
It was there.
Just because it was there.
Well, like a guitar and a van just kind of like, it's this big awkward thing, but it's like this smaller version that was there. And
now I've never seen Alexander play guitar. And
I used to be a guitar player.
It is weird.
I can't play it anymore.
No,
it just
you're
feels
a uke
too,
player now.
Too
you
strange.
Play baby guitar.
And you just got a sponsorship for that too, right?
Yes. It's Melee Ukulele.
Out of Hawaii. Legit.
Yeah, they're just the best.
The song Silly Things, tell me about how you wrote that one. There's a lot of funny lines about the coffee and the coffee pot in that one. Is that real life experience?
It is.
It's for that guy, yeah.
This one's all about, I've only had like one real kind of relationship, so like that was kind of our thing. We had this coffee pot, and you know, I bought it for a gift, and we used to drink coffee, and we were broke, and that's kind of just our thing when everyone was going out. We would just sit around and drink coffee and talk, so that somehow made its way into the song, and ended up being like a big end jab at the end of the song.
And now you drink tea.
Yeah. I never drink coffee.
I'm done.
I'm done with never coffee. Again. Just hard, hard liquor.
Silly things like diamond rings fall between other things like you and I. We used to have a coffee pot, we used it a lot to sit around and talk about everything we always want, but we'll never get. But a dreamer is still a dreamer till you wake them up and sit them down and explain to them the sky is up and the earth is down, amongst other things like human beings. They really aren't what they seem. They will lie, cheat, and steal to get ahead of you. And I'm afraid it's true. When the world comes crashing down, what are they to do? And I'm not blaming you for being naive, but now just close your eyes, start dreaming, dreaming,
dreaming,
dreaming
about candlelight.
Forget about stupid fights. And it's funny to me,
I can't remember a single thing that we fought about.
Now that I'm alone, well, I guess that goes.
But I do remember every time that you kiss my neck.
Oh, I love that the best.
Won't be getting none of those now that you're an LA queen and away from you.
But darling, remember please,
people lie and cheat and steal to get ahead of you. But I'm afraid it's true. When the world comes crashing down, what are they to do?
And I'm not blaming you
for being naive, but now just close your eyes, start dreaming. Your coffee pot, 'cause it hasn't been used since I last used you.
Speaking of the band, you guys worked as a duo songwriting wise, mm-hmm. and then did you tour as a duo, or did you immediately get a backing band? Because now you have what, three or four people that are supporting
four.
You?
Four so behind us. Yeah,
six total. It kind of came together on the tour. The drummer from The Migrant is our drummer now. My cousin is the piano player.
And we stayed with him on The Migrant tour in San Francisco.
My roommate is our banjo accordion player, and his girlfriend is our cello player.
So just like a little family group was already there. We just like, they already heard the songs every day, so they knew them. And it just, yeah, it was an easy setup.
The other song on the album that really caught my ear was Tale of You and Me.
Yeah.
Was that a co-write, or was that one of you taking?
Yeah. Okay. That one took us the longest because it's kind of like our baby. Because we had a lot of songs about just like sweet, cheeky, like, end of relationship, whatever. But we wanted to write one that was just, I hate you.
Yeah, like that kind last of song. Feeling.
Just like, I am done with this and I hate you kind
was,
of song.
Yeah, what was interesting was before we left for the tour, we had both just got out of our first, like, couple-year-long relationship. So we were, like, right in the same mindset. And we'd get, like, a couple bottles of wine before, like, a show. And we'd sit in the van and, like,
we'd go
show
through all
pictures
the yeah.
to
we'd
each other.
We'd go through
other
all the different stages, just like, I miss them, they were so sweet. And then just like, you know what, they were kind of dicks.
Yeah.
And then by the end, it's like, ah! And so, then we wrote an album about
it. So
and Tale
fresh.
Of You and Me is the end part where you're done with it. And
well,
we,
you, it has the anger up front, and mm-hmm. then the whole second section has got a totally different perspective on mm-hmm. it. Can you just say those lyrics for the second section for our audience?
The last,
to
sleep
good
and hold tight,
just
know
that
I'll make
it
right.
Right.
Yeah. Just,
why did you find it important to tag that on there?
The original idea was when there was, it was like, it was a murder mystery, like when they're asleep, you kill them. And then we cut out the second half because it was too morbid. The whole song was too morbid and
then
we
kind of found the second, we found the second meaning, which was,
it's just sweet.
Like,
it's
just sleep
be okay.
tight and know that everything's going to be okay.
And we learned from this, and
yeah.
I'll love you forever, but
it's funny
it's
sometimes
done now.
You realize the true meaning of a song.
After you write
after
it.
After you write yeah. it and kind of reflect on it.
Yeah.
And kind of find what you were actually trying to say through it all.
Yeah. When originally we were just angry and drunk.
Yeah.
And then at the end you're like, there was some meaning behind that.
Yeah, totally. Isn't that almost the point of writing music in general?
Oh, yeah. Just
oh,
laying
totally.
It out for you and everyone else to see.
The catharsis of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we sat on that one. Like, most of this album just poured out.
But we recorded that one. We wrote it 24 hours before we recorded
it. You could actually hear pages turning in
the
recording.
Reading the lyrics.
Because we were reading the lyrics and jumping the pages real quick and trying to be, like, really quick about it. And there was actually a point, it was so fresh that I was having such a hard time recording it that I, like, stopped the recording session
yeah.
and quit and called
Kelsey. I got a call from him at 4 a.m. Just, I quit the band. Someone else has to sing it. I'm not doing it. This is so
so
hard.
Dramatic and, like,
yeah.
And, you know.
That song is our baby for sure.
Ever wonder why clouds take flight in the middle of the night just chasing thunder's tail?
Ever wonder about you and me at the bottom of the sea while both our souls set sail?
You ever think about me at night, how I'm never too kind, follow me cause you know I'll fail?
Make you wonder about heading home where your lovers can't roam, stab you back, throw you down the well?
You ever think about both our mouths round the barrel of a gun, make a fast one? Giving up, take the pills, drink that cup, sleep forever if you knew you could.
Make me think about cutting close to the veins that hold love, let it bleed out on the wood. Always said we'd die together, now you die alone.
Just might throw you in.
songwriters until we found each other.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of a solo songwriter.
We together. Yeah. We're 50% of a lead singer.
Sometimes we'll be at like a party without the other one. They're like, play a song. I'm like,
I can't do it.
I can't play our songs without her.